Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Kufta Zayin, begin Amid Alf, begin with Tesla Masters, begins with the Gemara, Peronis Rishaina. The first trouble was Vayisu, which they traveled away, which Vamar Pchanina says, Shasar Ma'ach Hashem, which they deviated from after Hashem. Tesla can explain exactly what was this Peronis, this trouble that the Jewish people did, that they traveled away from Har Sinai. Because the Gemara brought that the Parsha of Ibn Sarah Harden really doesn't belong here. Just a hefsik between Peronis Rishaina and Peronis Shania. So the Gemara says, what's Peronis Rishaina? It's by Yisum Mehar Hashem Derech Shleishes Yam, which they were sorry from Achra Hashem. So Taisa brings that Pishba, because Rashi explains, Shemiyaz, because from them, within 3 days, from when they traveled away from Har Sinai, Hischilu Lishol Basu, they started asking for meat, that was sorry from Achra Hashem. And that by Marie, the Reis says, no, they ain't nearly came. Doesn't seem to him that's the interpretation. Ala rather, Peronis Rishaina, Gedam Medrash, Vayisu. That the Medrash learns out when it says Vayisu, that was the problem. What does that mean? That's the problem. Shenosu Mehar Sinai, Derech Shleishes Yam, where they traveled away from Har Sinai, a period of 3 days. What does that mean? What, they just kept on traveling for 3 days. They didn't want to stop. Ketina Kayetim Beis HaSeifa, like a child who's running out of yeshiva, out of the school. Shebereich Levoichle, he's just running as fast as he can just to get out of there. So too, they fled from Har Sinai for a period of 3 days. Because they learned a lot of Torah at Har Sinai, and they were afraid that this is going to continue going on, and therefore they just wanted to get away. That was the Peronis Rishaina. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nisma Peronis, the Peronis, you think we can have these two bad incidents, one after another, the one regarding running away from Har Sinai, and then when they had the problem with the Mesainim? Love, no, Elanipsik, the parishes of Ibn Sayyar, we can have the parish of Ibn Sayyar get in the way of these two problems that the Jewish people had done, called the Peronis Rishaina and Peronis Nei. Phoenix says the master begins words the Gemara Sivri Mina Bechulu. The books of the heretics, etc., Amr Tafim Bechulu, Chesim explained that we're talking about actually, it was found in the hand of the heretic. And that is where the three machlikas regarding the Sifri Mina. Quantanakama, you don't save it, but you don't burn it. Rabbi says, you during the weekday, you tear out the names of Hashem and you bury it and you burn the rest. Tafim says, I would burn it. So Aymer Reed says, the Mayib Benim Tzabiyad Min, we're talking about where it was found in the hand of the heretic. Because the custom, if you think that the heretic wrote it, the Gemara says, get enough Mehema Bey, is Nimtziyad Min, if it was found in the hand of a heretic, you got this, you bury it. Kasvimin, if a heretic writes it, you serve it's burnt. Now, but the limit, the Oscar Taffin, it would be difficult to say that it would be pushing it, that would be specifically Rabbi Taffin, which like Rabban Rabisi. Because Rabisi says, you bury part, and the other part you burn, and Rabban say, you don't burn any of it. And if it's talking about here the halacha of writing, so then that halacha that they wrote it would burn, it would be like only like Reb Tarfon. So if we have to say, no, that halacha is like everyone. Here we were saying that their machlekes was not that he wrote it, but rather that you found it, that's the machlekes, if you're going to burn it, do half and half, or just bury it. Tinex says, Master begins with the Gemara, Kach ematzil noisan, so too you don't save it, lemon amayim, bechulu, etc. Tzitzim explained, what was the habimim that would you think to differentiate between saving it from water? That's because the Brisa says, just like you don't save it in fire, so too you don't save it from a collapsed building, from water, or anything else that destroys it. What's bothering Tzitzim is, why would you think to differentiate? That's to say, it's the light, and that you shouldn't say, dafkim and adlekim and adzim, that you only don't save him a fire, Mishum di shavislim, because if you would let him save him the fire, else, well, you might come to extinguish the fire. Ah, so that's why we have to tell you, even if there's no concern for like by water, there's no putting out of water, still, also tell them, you're not allowed to carry it and take it out, you still can't save it, even though if there's no problem about Shem Yechaba. Now, Moavis says, this end of the Brisa is going to Rabbanim, that they hold that the Svarim that are found in the hand of a min, that you bury it. And that's what the Brisa is saying, that you cannot save it still from the water on Shabbos. Because it says, according to Tarfin, that says you burn it, so obviously we don't have to say you don't save it. Of course you don't save it, because you actually go ahead and you burn it. So it must be it's going like Rabban. The next day, the master begins the words of the Gemara, philosopher. He tries to explain, what is this philosopher? What is the Gemara about a story with this philosopher? So it says, that's min, that's a heretic, and it appears because like Rashi explains. Now, but Rabbeinu Shammah Mehuda Echad Shabbam Erz Yavin, our teacher heard from one Jew who came from the Greek lands, Vamar, and he said, the Balashan Yavin in Greek, philosophers, who died a chachma. And actually in the Latin, it's also like that. Philosopher is the lover of fur is that of wisdom. Who died a chachma? It's the friend of wisdom. Now, the Tais says, but guys, those who actually have the girsa, not philosopher, but philosopher. It's actually a terminology of mockery. Because like it's brought in Echer Abbasi, the freely be yodoi, perish means shesachim ben slitzes. It was made a mockery out of, that's also over here, where it's a derogative terminology, which would be appropriate for such a type of a heretic who is obviously not an upstanding person, as the Gemara brings in its narrative of the story with Ima Shalom, that he actually was Mekabel the Sheikhim.